By the time Shirley had entered the sixth grade room of PS8, she had forgotten the nightmare and, with it, her fears. At Mr. P's, Tommy O'Brien had snuck up from behind to tug a braid. "Hey, Chop Suey, how are you doing?" Grinning, he then bowed deeply. She thought it rather wonderful that he remembered something she had done so long ago. Mabel joined them. "What do you know? The bums are sure doing the job." She jumped up to snatch an imaginary ball and sent it flying before her feet touched the ground. Joseph came huffing. "Hey, wait up." He had gotten even rounder. Maria offered them a fistful of double bubble gum. Even Irvy sort of waved from across the street. It was a new classroom, but they all took their old seats and talked about who their new teacher might be. When Mrs. Rappaport walked in, the class cheered. No use breaking up a winning team. While books were being passed out, the principal came in with a new student. "Class, this is Emily. Emily Levy." Shirley knew immediately that they would be friends. Emily had huge blue eyes that were magnified even larger by a pair of horn-rimmed glasses, and she was the only other girl in class, besides herself, who wore two long braids. Though plain, she did not look at all like fourth cousin. Yet, there was something about her that reminded Shirley of her once favorite companion. Perhaps it was the impression they both gave of no-nonsense. Their friendship began at lunch, when Shirley showed Emily where to buy tickets and took her through the line, whispering who among the counter ladies gave generous portions and what was good to eat and what should be avoided at all costs. "The corn muffins are the same ones from last year. Never, never touch the rice pudding." Seated, Emily gave an efficient shake of her milk carton and asked, without further ado, "Do you like to study?" Shirley looked around to see if anyone had heard or could hear, but before she could answer, Emily confessed, "I do. I don't play anything but board games or charades. I read books. Lots of them. I practice the cello 2 hours a day. My father is a psychiatrist. My mother is a committee woman. I have 2 older brothers and sisters, and we all are progressives." Throughout her recitation, her blue eyes never blinked. They just peered straight into Shirley's, as if testing her. Shirley wanted to laugh, but thought better of it. Clearing her throat, she replied in tones worthy of a monk collecting alms. "I like to study. I play all games. I read books. I hate the piano. My father's an engineer. My mother's a landlady. I have 8 cousins, and we all are Chinese." The response was obviously satisfactory, for Emily took a bite out of her tuna fish sandwich.